it's the James and Kim cast. Are you hungry? Are you craving something sweet?
If you're not, we're about to make you hungry, I promise.
I love shows like this. We encourage you to share, like, tell your friends about this particular James and Kim cast, because you're going to hear recipes maybe you've never heard before. And we're always looking for different things to do in the kitchen, especially a lot of us having to quarantine.
And baking is so big for the holidays as well. We want your Thanksgiving dinner to be absolutely perfect. So we reached out to our sunny listeners and said, tell us your best baking recipes.
And Lucy, my daughter, she's going to be on this this episode.
I'm telling you, you're going to make your mouth water today.
You know, we tried some things. It was hit and miss. And there was one day, a week or so ago, where I was kind of out of pocket for about 2 hours having to work from home. And I told Lucy, I said, why don't you make some gingerbread men without the help of mom and dad? And it didn't turn out too well. So we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. We're going to be talking about peppermint bark, Buckeyes, gingerbread men. What's your favorite recipe? And we so appreciated the phone calls on the James and Kim show on Sunday 92.3. So let's get to these phone calls. A lot of the phone calls we didn't air on the show. We took so many phone calls.
That's right. So many recipe ideas. Stick around for that. Let's get to our first one right now.
Hello, it's at 8.3. So give us your favorite baking recipe.
Have you ever had a pineapple casserole?
A pineapple casserole. Yes, I have.
I have not, and it sounds incredible.
So tell us how to make it.
Okay. Well, I've got it. What I do is I get two of the 8.5 ounce cans of the pineapple chunks. And you drain the juice off of it, and you mix in six tablespoons of flour. You mix that with the pineapple because you don't want it to get too juicy.
Right.
And then it's 1.5 cups of sugar, white sugar, and then 2 to 2.5 cups of cheese. You can't ever get too much cheese.
That's right.
And so you mix the pineapple, the cheese, and the sugar together, and you put it in a 9x9 baking dish, and then you put Ritz crackers on top of it and melt a stick of butter and pour on top of that, and you bake it 350 for, depending on your oven. I do mine about 45 minutes, and it just makes it kind of a gooey, cheesy, caramelized pineapple. And it's really good with ham.
Oh, I was about to say with ham, with a salty ham.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody really likes that pineapple casserole.
Sounds fantastic. I've never tried it.
I do.
It's really good. James will tell you it's good.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's good. Yeah, my mother-in-law makes that every year. So anything with cheese, pineapple, and a stick of butter, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah. And you got to throw them buttery Ritz crackers on top of it, too. Yeah, that's right. Can't have too much butter.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, listen, happy Thanksgiving, you guys, early.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you.
Buddy, I tell you what, while I'm getting ready to tell you, you do it, you eat it, hit a good tongue to beat your brains out and get into your head.
That sounds dangerous. I want to hear something that's going to be delicious.
You take you a Twinkie, just a normal old Twinkie.
Wrap it in bacon.
No, that does sound good. But anyway, but you split it down the middle, and then you take you some fried apples, and you put inside of it, you know, right with that cream. Mm. Oh, I tell you what, man, you put that on your head, your tongue will beat your brains out.
Imagine doing that with that big 2-pound one that they're selling now, that's like a cake pan.
I'm going to have get a heart helmet to eat this thing.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, my word.
Okay, James, tell us about your baking experience with Lucy.
Have you ever had peppermint bark?
I love peppermint bark.
So I've had it, I guess, all my life, you know, going to a Christmas party, going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, and they have it. I've never made it before. I have to admit, I thought it was complicated. But here's Lucy, my daughter, explaining the recipe, and it's extremely easy. All right, I'm just eating some of your peppermint bark. Peppermint bark. I didn't think it was so easy. So, Lucy, tell everybody how to make peppermint bark.
You melt some milk chocolate chips and then put it in the fridge until it's solid.
So how long did that take?
Maybe
what I'm thinking, but
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay, 20 minutes. All right. So that's easy.
And then after the milk chocolate dries, you melt white chocolate and pour onto the milk chocolate chips. And then you crush up some candy canes and pour the crushed up candy canes on the white chocolate when it's still wet, and then fridge. And then when it's solid, you break it up, and then you can eat it.
And you can eat it. And you're eating some right now. It is really good. And I didn't think it was so easy. I've had this at parties, but I can't believe you've made it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that really did sound easy.
It really is. And it's so good.
It's delicious.
It is so good. Okay, so we got a phone call on the show from a listener, and she goes, James, Kim, this recipe I'm about to give you is about to change your life. Here's what she said.
I love it. All you do is you get a pre-bought mix of brownie mix for an 8x8 pan, and you buy two of the, you know, the giant Hershey Symphony chocolate bars.
This keeps getting better.
You pour half the batter. You make the batter to the, you know, the rest, the, you make it to the instructions. Pour half the batter in the bottom of the pan. Lay the two Hershey bars side by side in an 8x8 pan, and then pour the rest of the batter over and bake it like it says.
Wow.
It is the best thing I've ever had.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
You had me at...
chocolate?
So easy.
Well, you had me at buy a box of brownie mix and Hershey candy bars.
I know it.
Yeah, that
it's
sounds
so easy.
I was about to say, it sounds so easy.
It is so good.
So we're talking about favorite baking recipes. You have a favorite you'd like to share with us?
I have a favorite, and it is so simple, and it's very, very good.
Oh, good.
It's pineapple angel food cake.
Mm. Oh, sounds really light and delicious.
All you take is a can of crushed pineapple and mix it in with a box of angel food cake. You don't add any eggs or milk or any of that stuff, and you stir it all together and bake it.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow, yummy.
It is very good. But this, you don't add any of the angel food cake mix. You don't add any ingredients to it, just the pineapple and the pineapple juice.
It sounds delicious. Ma'am, you have a happy Thanksgiving. You know, you have those treats that maybe your aunt made every year or your grandmom. My grandmother made these chocolate and peanut butter balls.
Oh, my gosh. Those are the best.
Those are so good. And I didn't know how easy they were to make. Have you ever made them before?
I've made them one time, and they are pretty easy.
I remember as a kid eating the peanut butter thinking, this doesn't taste like peanut butter from a jar. But you actually use a, you know, peanut butter from the jar.
Just not the nutty kind. You have to use the smooth.
You know, I never thought about that. You could probably use the nutty kind.
I guess you could, right.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Lucy, our 12-year-old, she explains how to make... No. They're called Buckeyes.
Buckeyes, right.
But see, growing up...
It's peanut butter and chocolate.
It's peanut butter and chocolate. It's peanut butter and chocolate balls, same thing as a Buckeye. But if an official Buckeye is... Well, just let Lucy explain.
Okay, so you also made peanut butter balls. I love peanut butter balls.
Actually, Buckeyes.
Okay, so they're Buckeyes. Why do they call them Buckeyes?
It kind of... It looks like an eye.
Okay, all right. So you, kind of looks like an eyeball. Okay, so Buckeyes. Tell me how to make Buckeyes.
You pour 3 tablespoons of butter.
Okay, 3 tablespoons of butter, okay.
And then 1/2 cup of peanut butter, and then 1 cup of powdered sugar. Then you mix it, and then you melt some chocolate chips and dip. Well, actually, you put the balls into the fridge and then for about an hour, and then you dip the peanut butter balls into chocolate and put it back in the fridge.
And after what, about 30 minutes, you've got Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need toothpicks?
Yes.
Okay, you don't really need them, but...
To dip in the chocolate.
Oh, that's right. I guess you do need toothpicks. Thank you, Lucy. How many Buckeyes are left?
None.
So no more Buckeyes in the Howard household,
no
right?
No more Buckeyes. That's right. That's right. All right. Here's another phone call from a listener. Hey, meanwhile, hopefully you're enjoying these recipes, these quick and easy recipes. Like us, share us. Tell your friends about the James and Kim cast, especially this one right here.
I like to get donuts or apple fritters or honey buns and put, don't get them hot, just heat them up in the microwave and put some Duncan Hines cream vanilla icing on them. They are so good with coffee or anything. You need them all day long.
My mouth just started watering. And see, that's
very simple. I love
that's
it.
That's about as simple as it gets
I
right
love
there.
It.
Yes, it is. It's an easy, quick up fix for a sugar rush with your coffee or any time through the day. Just gives you your taste buds for something sweet. It'll kill it.
Oh, that sounds good, too.
Yeah.
Sweet. And that's easy.
Sweet and easy. That's about as easy as it gets right there.
Yeah, really.
It kind of reminds me, if you have a – this is very rare, but – if you have like a leftover donut, especially if it's a Krispy Kreme donut, maybe they've been in the refrigerator for a couple
getting
of days.
A little hard.
Get it, put it on a plate, put some salted butter on it, put it in the microwave for maybe 15 seconds. Oh, my word. It's like a moon pie. Have you ever had
a warmed up moon pie?
A warmed up moon pie.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my favorite Luther stories, when I first started working with Luther on Sunny, about 82.3 WDEF radio, years ago. I mean, this is like 28 years ago. He said, have you ever had a moon pie? And I go, yeah, well, of course I've had a moon pie, Luther. No, have you ever had a moon pie in the microwave that's been in the microwave for like 20 seconds? And I said, no, I've never had one of these.
It's life-changing.
Well, what happened was I put the moon pie in the microwave, and I put it in there for 20 minutes.
Did it explode? It had to have exploded.
Luther goes, so where's your moon pie? And I go, it's still in the microwave. And he goes, what? I never seen him get up so fast in all my life. Oh, my goodness. It's so funny. So this listener, he called up, and he didn't have anything sweet for us, but he had something savory because we were talking about the difference between a British biscuit and an American biscuit.
That's right. There's a big difference there because the British biscuit is actually a cookie. But, hey, we're Southerners. We'll take any biscuit recipe.
She mentioned biscuit. And when you mention biscuit, you get me on sausage, gravy, and biscuit with garlic pepper.
With garlic pepper, okay.
Hmm. Huh. Oh, my gosh. I guarantee you, if you ever try it, you'll never quit.
It's so good. Sounds amazing. I think
Shrimp and how about shrimp and cottage cheese?
Shrimp and cottage cheese?
I've never heard that before.
Oh, it is delicious.
I haven't had any combo with cottage cheese to make cottage cheese taste better. I'm not a big cottage cheese person.
I like it with pineapple.
No. I was the same way. I couldn't think of anything cottage cheese with, and I tried it with fish one time and it was delicious, and then I tried it with shrimp and oh my god, deep fried shrimp with cottage cheese.
It tasted different.
I don't know. They say the COVID, they say your taste palate is what changes you. Well, guess what? Mine's in trouble because I still got good taste.
That's great. Thank you.
Do you like cottage cheese?
That's gross. No.
I've tried it with peaches and.
I like it with peaches. I like it with pineapple, but fish and shrimp, but I googled it. It's a real thing.
It just doesn't
tantalize my taste buds.
I think the only way I would like cottage cheese if it was like saturated in bacon grease in crispy bacon. But I don't know if I want to go there either. All right, so we leave you today. Lucy explains the difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon, and it does make a difference in your baking.
Yeah, I think you guys had a little disaster with gingerbread and that. Yeah.
So does it matter if it calls for a teaspoon or a tablespoon?
Yes, because a tablespoon is bigger, and it starts with a capital T, and a teaspoon is smaller than a tablespoon, and it starts with a lowercase t.
So if gingerbread cookies call for 5 tablespoons of sugar, if you put teaspoons in,
they won't be as sugary.
Okay. So we don't need to mess up on What's a teaspoon and a tablespoon, right?
No.
Especially when it comes to sugar.
Oh, that really could mess you up if you substitute the salt for the sugar. Not so tasty.
No, don't do that.
Oh, this has been so much fun today, and I feel like I've gotten some really good ideas because I'm not a baker, but it looks like I'm going to be doing some baking this holiday season.
That's right. And if you're not a baker, that's okay. Get in the kitchen and try something. It's a lot of fun.
Try, and try again. That's how I turned into a good savory chef.
That's how I've gained about 50 pounds the last
Thank
4
you, pandemic.
Weeks. Yeah, that's right. Hey, catch the James and Kim Show on Saturday 92.3 every day during the week, Monday through Friday.
And make sure you like us on all your social media pages. It's the James and Kim Cast. And like us and share us and tell your friends about us as well. Thanks.